Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about a topic that we've covered before, but it's perhaps a little more topical today due to a roundtable that was recently held here in southern Minnesota about rural health care. And apparently you were there.
That's right. Senator Al Franken has been holding roundtables around the state on rural health care, particularly since he's been named co-chair of the Senate Rural Health Caucus. And so yesterday was Mankato's turn, and so I was there. There were a lot of healthcare professionals from the region there talking about different aspects of rural health and how federal policy sometimes gets in the way and also how it can be of help.
So some of the unique challenges in the rural parts of Minnesota include how to deliver the health care, and what sorts of things did you guys talk about in that regard?
Well, one of the things that I thought was really interesting was it's a relatively new but common sense idea, which is called integrated health care, and that's where the health care providers look at not just a person's physical health and whatever problems they might be having there, but also their mental health and how that affects their physical health, because it all connects together. And also how that affects maybe what they're eating at home, what their home life is like, and basically just kind of the full health picture of a person. And one of the things that we talked about in particular was actually related to what we've been talking about, which is healthcare workers, and that's the need for community health aides and community health workers. And these are people who can go out and visit people in their homes, and it's especially important for people who aren't as mobile, like seniors and people who may have more severe health problems. And of course, in rural areas, that's a hard thing to do. Your patients are dispersed around. It's longer distances. Maybe need more healthcare workers to take the time to cover those distances. But it's an important thing. The healthcare providers were telling us yesterday that we have that personal contact with patients and be able to see them face to face and what's going on in their lives.
Another thing that I think was covered was the reimbursement for transportation for those who are volunteering. Oftentimes they get some sort of reimbursement for the transportation costs, the gas mileage, essentially. But the way the current federal law is you only get paid for the time that the person you're driving is in the car. So to get to that person, you don't get reimbursed for that mileage.
That's right. Yeah. For the distance from your home to that person's home isn't covered. And of course, in rural areas, we know that can be maybe across the street, but it may also be 20 miles down the road. We often have, seniors who are volunteering to help older seniors. And so these are people on fixed incomes, and anything that can be done to help people with reimbursing them for those costs would go a long way.
All right. Well, this is obviously a conversation that will continue. Appreciate the update. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.